This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has concerns about the threat of violence at the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, especially in the aftermath of last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol by thousands of supporters of President Donald Trump. Schumer said Sunday he spoke with FBI Director Christopher Wray Saturday, quote, to urge him to pursue those who took part in breaking into the Capitol building and to guard against further attacks, end quote. Schumer will soon be the Senate Majority Leader. After last week's Capitol assault, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will move ahead with impeaching President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a letter to colleagues, Pelosi says the president's an imminent threat to the Constitution and American democracy. She'll first seek a vote pushing Vice President Pence and the cabinet to immediately remove the president under the 25th Amendment. Later, the House would move toward impeachment under articles Democrats are expected to introduce today. GOP Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press the best thing for the nation is for the president to just resign
and go away as soon as possible.
The president has no intention of doing that and will instead try to go on offense during his final 9 days in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The conservative social network Parler was forced offline Monday, tracking websites showed, after Amazon warned the company would lose access to its servers for its failure to properly police violent content. The site's popularity soared in recent weeks, becoming the number one free app in Apple's App Store after the much larger Twitter banned U.S. President Trump from its platform for his role in inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol last week. This is VOA News. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is blasting President Donald Trump for last week's insurrection at the Capitol. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has the details.
President Trump is a failed leader. He will go down in history as the worst president ever.
Arnold Schwarzenegger mincing no words when it comes to the man he replaced as host of the reality TV show The Apprentice. Schwarzenegger compared the mob that stormed the Capitol last week to the Nazis who overran Germany and his native Austria in 1938. The Terminator actor rips Trump personally, noting that his term as president will soon be terminated.
Good thing is that he soon will be as irrelevant as an old tweet.
Schwarzenegger's tirade against Trump ran close to 8 minutes and was released on social media. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The crew of an Indonesian passenger jet that crashed off Jakarta over the weekend did not declare an emergency or report technical problems before it suddenly plunged into the sea, an investigator said Monday. 62 people were on board. The preliminary data suggested it was most likely that the plane was intact when it hit the water Saturday, according to a National Transportation Safety Committee investigator. 13 soldiers have died and several were injured in an ambush by jihadist fighters from the Islamic State West Africa Province Group in northeastern Nigeria, according to two army sources who spoke to the French news agency Monday. Heavy gunfire and rocket-propelled grenades hit a military convoy in Gazagana village Saturday. The violence has spread into neighboring Niger, Chad, and Cameroon, prompting a regional military coalition to fight the militants. India has returned a Chinese soldier detained for straying over the contested Himalayan frontier, China's military said Monday, of a remote flashpoint area between the two countries. The soldier was apprehended Friday on the Indian side of the high-altitude border, where rival troops fought deadly battles in June last year. He was returned to Chinese forces at noon Monday, according to the official People Liberation Army Daily. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis Monday condemned a move by the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump to brand the rebels as a terrorist organization. A Houthi political commander said in a tweet, quote, these policies represent a crisis in thinking and are to be condemned, and we have the right to respond, end quote. Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he plans to designate Yemen's Houthi movement as a foreign terrorist organization. British Labour leader Keir Starmer criticized Prime Minister Boris Johnson Monday for repeatedly failing to take quick decisions to fight the coronavirus and called on Johnson to do more to relieve the financial burden on people. Starmer criticizes Johnson, saying he, quote, simply isn't up to the job, end quote. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts.